in motion is Matthews. Coming wide to the right, handoff goes to the first man through. That's Kelton Lasley. Lasley gets some correction. That's not Lasley. That is Matt Wright, 32, not 33. Wright hit by Dennis Wildman. Also in there, David Stoder around the ankles, but Wildman is the man that kept him away from the first down. Put it at the 41, six-yard gain. Make it third down and a short 2 yards coming up after the gain. So Matt Wright on the run, 25 seconds left in the third quarter of play. We may be able to get one more play in before the end of the third quarter. Tedesco to the left. Baker to the right. Handoff goes to Lasley. Lasley has the first down. Dives forward inside the 36, down near the 35. Darren Lambert on the tackle. The officials call timeout. Lasley on the run. Make it first down and 10. And on that third down play, the defense not able to stop. And that's one of the keys that Coach Groshaw was looking for. Greg was looking for that third down play by the defense, the big one. Being able to stop Scottsdale on third down. They were not able that time. Wide receivers each side. That's the end of the third quarter. 24-14. Dixie out in front. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
The new Bradshaw RV Center facility is now open to serve you. There's none finer. A 12-bay service garage, a free sanitary dump station, propane availability, and a service department with a big inventory of merchandise at prices you can't beat. This parts store has about everything you'd ever want for your recreational vehicles. Come see the big selection of motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. It's all new, and it's great. Bradshaw RV Center, adjacent to Bradshaw Ford.
Southern Utah, you now have your very own trophy shop. Skip that long trip to Salt Lake or Vegas. Save time, save money, and save gas. Shop at the all-new Dixie Trophy on North Bluff and St. George. Dixie Trophy has a large selection of medals, plaques, ribbons, certificates, trophies, and the popular rainbow stone. Dixie Trophy also offers hats, t-shirts, and a professional engraving service. Visit Dixie Trophy, conveniently located in the new shopping plaza on North Bluff, a member of the Trophy Dealers and Manufacturers of America.
Benet went back to pass, couldn't get trapped, and turned upfield. Benet inside the 30, down near the 29-yard line to begin the fourth quarter. And Benet getting away from tacklers, put it down at the 29-yard line. 14:35 left in the ball game. Make it second down at the Dixie 39, or 29. Second down and about 4 yards to go for Scottsdale. Back to pass. Benet, no, hands it off to Lasley. Lasley will get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe get a half yard as he squirms forward. There on the tackle, Darren Lambert. Also down low is Stan Price on the tackle. Stan Price is replacing Bud Orr. Orr with a back problem. Outstanding defensive lineman. Came in when Masalavulavu went into an injury situation. And Orr played extremely well. But will be on the sidelines for we're not sure how long. So on that gain by Lasley, make it no gain. Make it third down, 4 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 29. The key down, according to Coach Croshaw on the defense, the handoff goes to Matthews, and Dixie stops him on the third down. Dave Stoder getting through to Matthews in his own backfield. Matthews not being able to get away. So is Teddy Newman there. Dennis Wildman and Rich Kafusi. So a loss on the play. And this time Dixie's defense rose to the occasion on third down. Back to the 34-yard line. A loss of 5. Fourth down and 9. And Dugan will shape up at the 41-yard line. 51-yard attempt. Dugan with a strong foot will put the instep into it. Will it go? It will be close, just short. On line and just short. So the 51-yard attempt is no good by inches by Dugan. The clock stops with 13:04 left in the game. And Dixie will take over. It was worth a shot for 24-14. Dixie maintains the lead. First down and 10. At the Dixie 34, Dixie will take over. Wide to the right is Hill. To the left is Ron Wade. Quarterback Mike Gamble. Do you stay on the ground? Try to run some time off the clock. Pitch goes to Sean Hunter. Looking for some room outside. Hunter doesn't get a whole bunch. across the 35, down near the 36, maybe to the 37-yard line. There on the tackle is Jim Crane. Crane, a 6'3", 240-pounder from Chaparral High School. Three-yard gain as the Dixie 37 make it second down. 7 yards to go. After the gain by Hunter, wide to the left is Anthony Savage. To the right is Bryant Hill, 12:34 left in the ball game. Dixie with that 10-point lead. Handoff goes to Hunter. Hunter gets to the 39-yard line, and I don't think he'll get much more than that. There on the tackle is Jim Dorme. And getting off the bottom of the stack is Mark Ruby. Put it at the 39-yard line. Gain of a couple of yards. They get third down and 5 yards to go after the gain by Hunter. Wide receivers on each side. 12 minutes exactly left in the ball game. Back to pass Gamble. Here comes Scottsdale on defense. The pass down the sidelines. Back there is Anthony Savage, knocked away and saved by Scottsdale. The saving deflection was by Tyrone Smith. Stride for stride with Savage, and Savage almost got that one anyway. Incomplete pass. Make it fourth down and 5. Smith making a tremendous effort to get the hands in there and knock the pass away. So it'll be fourth down coming up. Fourth down and 5. Remember, Bradshaw Fortin RV Center has the new RV Center open now. So check with Bradshaw Fortin RV Center for all of your RV needs. They also can help you with parts and repair of RV vehicles. Punting situation. Fourth down. The snap. Beautiful snap to Campbell. Gets away a high punt. Coming down to Johnson at his own 25. Cuts to the outside looking for some room. Johnson gets to the 35. Ridden out of bounds at the 38-yard line. So Johnson gets the return from the Scottsdale 25 to the 38-yard line. Johnson gives Scottsdale not bad field position. First down and 10. At their own 38, 11:42 left in the ball game, and Scottsdale finds themselves down by 10 points, 24-14. Dixie trying to give Scottsdale, trying to knock Scottsdale out of that undefeated rank. To the right, one receiver, two to the left, back to pass, Benet has a little time. Benet throwing the pass and skips it by intended receiver Jay Baker. There was a crowd around Baker, but Baker was open enough to receive it. Pass, underthrown, incompleted pass. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Scottsdale 38-yard line. Benet, two new receivers coming in there. Going out is Matthews. Going out is Becerra. Coming in is Ronald Boyd. And coming in is Jeff Corley. Two receivers left and one to the right. One lone setback and one slot back. Benet, the quarterback, long count at the line of scrimmage, back to pass, looking for help. Pumps once, pumps twice, trying to get away. Does get away. Now Benet throws to the right side, over the head of his intended receiver, intended for Boyd, and therefore the coverage was Rick Wilson. Benet squirming away. Teddy Newman, a lone man, putting some pressure on by the time the blockers took care of everyone else. Make it third down, 10 yards to go at the Scottsdale 38 and the Dixie defense. We'll have to toughen again. 11:29 left in the game. Dixie Trophy can provide you with all of the, or satisfy you with all of your trophy needs. Dixie Trophy, one of those beautiful sandstone trophies or the conventional type. Check with Dixie Trophy. They can help you with all of your needs. Quick coming to the outside. Shotgun formation. Long count. And finally, the 12th man gets off the field. No, low snap comes to Benet. Benet eludes a tackler. Sets up along the left side. Now will be chased by Stu Johnson and grabbed. Getting back to the 40-yard line, so a gain of about 3 yards, up to the 41, actually. Stu Johnson there on the tackle. Also there is Stan Price. And getting through is Mark Brown. So Benet on the run gets to the Scottsdale 41-yard line. Make it fourth down, 7 yards to go. And in the shotgun formation, Benet almost getting away. But it's a punting situation, fourth down. 10:53 left in the game, and Scottsdale forced to give up the football. Stepani with a high left foot. The catch made by Hunter, and there's a flag on the play. Did Hunter get it? Did he call for the fair catch, and did he get the football? That's the next question. Leaning forward on his knees, apparently got it. There on the tackle was number 22, Villaverde. And also in there was number 20, Tyrone Smith. But there was a flag thrown, it looked like. And will it be against Dixie, or will it be against Scottsdale? Talking now with Scottsdale, number 43, Alden Pierce. No, it's going to be against Scottsdale at the 20-yard line. So on the punt, the penalty will come up against Scottsdale. Put a 5-yard penalty. Apparently, illegal use of hands somehow against the defense. Make it first down and 10, and Dixie gets an extra 5 yards out of it. Begin at the 25-yard line, 10:42 left in the game, and Dixie to try to nurse a 10-point lead, 24-14. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans across the 25, down near the 29-yard line. So Evans down to the 29 with that gain. Make it second down and 6 yards to go at the Dixie 29. Dixie trying to nurse that 10-yard lead, a 10-point lead, 24-14, and if possible, add to it. The defense with 2 touchdown pass interceptions. Intercept the pass and then run a long ways for the touchdown tonight. Pitch goes to the outside, almost too low, but Sean Simpson gets it. Simpson only gets about 3 yards, gets across the 30 and down near the 32-yard line. Good pursuit by Scottsdale, but the defense has spent a long time out there. Sean Washington on the tackle. Also in on the tackle is Joe Dormay, and also out there, Mark Ruby. Also out there is a fourth man, Anthony Ambrosia, also after Sean Simpson. Put it at closer to the 33, so make it a 4-yard gain. Third down, about 2 yards to go at the Dixie 33. 2.5, a long 2. Coming back into the lineup is O'Gwynn, the man who had the pass interception to end the first half. 9:40 left in the ball game in Dixie with a 24-14 lead. Trying to add to it if they can. Gamble hands off to Evans, and Evans is not going to get the first down. Scottsdale going right after that ball handler and trying to get the football back. Evans had to hang on. There on the tackle is Tyrone Smith. Correction, Anthony Smith. Smith in on the tackle. Anthony this time. And virtually no gain. Maybe that 0.5 yard. So on a 3rd-and-2 situation, make it a 4th-and-2, and Dixie will have to punt. 4th-and-2 at their own 33-yard line. 9:03 left in the game, and Troy Campbell needs to get that punt away. Back deep to receive will be Jay Johnson. The snap right there. The punt under pressure. It's blocked. Will it be picked up by Dixie? No. Scottsdale with the block and with the punt recovery. So the punt is blocked as 4 men came through. And the man who got the block is number 43, Alden Pierce. Pierce with the block. And Scottsdale coming up with the football. Put it at the 18-yard line. First down and 10 with 8:50 left in the ball game, and Scottsdale with new life at the Dixie 18. Wide receivers on each side, and Dixie's defense is going to have to put forth yeoman's work now. Back to pass, Benet. Pumps once, pumps twice. Benet over the middle, has it incomplete. The receiver was right there, had it in his hands, tried to run with it before he could catch it. Intended there for number 89, that was Jeff Gourley, and Gourley has had a tough time hanging on to the football. Make it second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 18. 8:45 left in the ball game. Dixie with a 24-14 lead. Becerra to the right, Baker to the right, Tedesco to the left, and split the running backs behind Benet. Benet with a quarterback option, pitches back, fumble on a play. Does Dixie recover? Dixie recovers. Intended for Kelton Lashley, and Howard Reeve comes up with a recovery. So the fumble on the pitch with 8:38 left, as Benet wasn't really ready. The pressure was on Benet, and he just flicked it back to Lashley. Lashley couldn't hang on to it, and Reeve jumped on it. Make it first down and 10. with 8:38 left, and Dixie has it at their own 23-yard line. That's a tough way to get the football, to give it up on the block punt and then get it back. Handoff goes to Sean Hunter. Hunter rolls forward, may have two, has at least 1 yard on the play. There on the tackle is O'Gwynn. Also in on the tackle is Anthony Smith, and down low on the tackle is Anthony Ambrosia. So Hunter, about a yard and a half on that gain. Not quite two. Make it second down and a short nine just across the 24-yard line. Wide receiver right is Hill. To the left looks to be Anthony Savage again. I formation on the running backs. Pitch to the tailback. Hunter looks for a block. Hunter turns outside. Hunter trying to get outside, trying to turn upfield across the 30. Gets across the 30 and down near the 32, almost to the 33. Ronald Gould on the tackle. Looks like it will be very close to a first down. Hunter may have it. We may have a measurement for the first down. It is very close. The officials trying to wave players one side or the other so they can see where the yard marker is. And now the official signal first down. Does Scottsdale want a measurement? Apparently, one of the assistant coaches looked like he was waving at the official, wanted the measurement. But the officials did not grant it. First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 33, and that may be a key first down. Into the lineup comes Ron Wade, 7:33 left in the ball game. Wide to the right is Bryant Hill. Dixie with a 24-14 lead. Wade to the left, I formation on the running backs, and quarterback is Mike Gamble. Gamble handoff to Glenn Evans. Evans squirts through the 33-yard line down to the 35, almost to the 36. That particular play was getting big yardage for Evans earlier, but he couldn't quite break it that time, and a Scottsdale player is down. Whether he is out or not remains to be seen. He is not moving. Now he's starting to move, and apparently pretty, at least the wind knocked out of him, sort of injury. Getting up slowly is Anthony Smith, and limping to the sideline. Looks like he'll be okay. May have just had the wind knocked out of him. Paula's in St. George is in a brand new location. Has a beautiful view of St. George just above North Bluff, just on the hillside on North Bluff. So look for the new Paula's. Got fine Mexican food and a great view, and enjoy life. Less than seven minutes in the game. Second down. Pitch goes back to Sean Hunter. Hunter will get back to the line of scrimmage, and not much more. It's Scottsdale swinging at the football, and then almost like they're going after a fight. Hunter swinging at Hunter was number 44, Cassius Matthews. And that was more like he was swinging in a fight as opposed to going after the football. Hunter ended up on the top of the stack somehow, and another Scottsdale ball player is down. Put it at the 36-yard line again. No gain by Hunter. And make it third down and 7 yards to go. And another Scottsdale player is down with 6:34 left of the game. Third down, seven. And maybe even a loss of a half yard on the play. But put it just about the 36-yard line. I cannot see the number of the Scottsdale player that is down, but another player went down. Consecutive plays. And Scottsdale players went down. St. George Federal Credit Union is ready to help you with your financial needs. If you have a question, drop by and talk with the folks at the St. George Federal Credit Union. Talk about opening a savings account. That's one of the best things you can do for your financial future, is to get that savings account going. Regular savings account will help you in the long run, not only in your own discipline on your own financial matters, but it'll provide that little backup when you need financial help. So check with the St. George Federal Credit Union. The man getting up is Tyrone Smith and coming to the sidelines. Actually, as they place it down, it looks like about a half-yard gain instead of a half-yard loss for Hunter. 6:25 left in the ball game. Third down, 7 yards to go. Long time in the huddle for Dixie. To the left is Ron Wade. To the right is Bryant Hill. Evans shapes up as the fullback and into the I formation. Hunter is the tailback in motion. Kirk Miller, the tight end, back to pass. Gamble sets up, throws deep to the right side. There is Hill. Hill bumps together with Gould, and Gould grabs a hold of Hill with the right arm. just grabbed a hold of Hill, and they crashed together. Gould really had a better shot at that football than Hill did, and Hill reached back and tried to grab it. And the two players tussled as the football fell to the turf. Incomplete pass. Fourth down, 7 yards to go. At the Dixie 36-yard line, a punting situation. And Will Scottsdale go for the block again. Dixie with a 10-point lead, 24-14. 6:04 left in the game. Campbell steps back another step or two, and this time gets the punt away in a hurry. A low driving punt goes to Jay Johnson. Johnson gets about a 6-yard return up across the 35 and down near the 38-yard line. And Scottsdale, young ball club, trying to come out with more fire. Johnson helps his tackler up. George Kahui is the man who came up with the tackle and was at the bottom of the stack. Put it at the 39. About a 6-yard return. First down and 10. At the Scottsdale 39-yard line. And Bidet, the quarterback, faced with a big task. 5 minutes and 55 seconds left in the game, and his team down by 10 points. Dixie's defense trying to shut down Scottsdale again. I formation on the running backs. Wide receivers each side. Now in motion goes Matthews out of that tailback position. Bidet hands off to the first man through. That's Lashley across the 40. Down near the 43-yard line, Rich Kafusi on the tackle. Also down low is Dave Stoder and Stu Johnson. Dixie's defense is running, is spending a little more time on the field this half than they did the last half. Second down, about 6 yards to go. But the Rebels still own that 10-point lead. The defense of Leo Austin gave Dixie what cushion they have right now. Matthews in motion, back to pass. Bonet looking for Matthews. Bonet gets away again. Bonet finally tripped up. As the pursuit of Rich Kafusi finally got the shoelace of Bonet. Bonet almost squirmed away again. Bonet has been elusive, to say the least, in the second half. But Kafusi finally got the shoelace and knocked Bonet off balance. Put it back at the 42-yard line. A loss of a yard, third down and 7. And a key down for Dixie. With 4:50 left in the ball game. Scottsdale running out of time, and Dixie nursing that 24-14 lead. The defense trying to get to Bonet. Split the running backs behind Bonet. Receivers every place. Handoff goes to Matthews. Matthews turns upfield, gets about 2 yards, maybe three, at the 44-yard line, and Dixie closes off the hole. There on the tackle is Wildman. There on the tackle is Stoder. Down at the bottom of the stack is Teddy Newman. And it'll be a punting situation. Scottsdale not willing to risk yet. Gain of about 2 yards on the play by Matthews, and Dixie closed it down on a key third down situation. The punt ready to come up, or do you get the fake punt? Nobody back for Dixie. The punt is straight in the air by Stefani, and Dixie coming back, and they'll just let the thing bounce, and then it gets a Dixie bounce and turns upfield. Will be dropped at about the 37-yard line. You're leading a favored life, the charmed life for Dixie. Nobody back to receive the punt. And Stefani got a high and short punt that hit at about the 33-yard line and bounced back upfield to the 37. And Dixie almost had a chance for a run back that time because it came back not very far behind where the Dixie team had retreated to. 354 left in the ballgame. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 37, and Dixie with 3 minutes and 54 seconds to run off the clock and enjoy a 10-point lead, 24-14. Dixie trying to pick up a victory.
You're listening to Rebel Football on FM 93, KZEZ, St. George.
Hunter, and Scottsdale's defense was in motion trying to get to Hunter before the snap was made. Starting from the linebacker position, he was trying to close some holes, sensing that Dixie was going to stay on the ground. Second down, not much gain, if any. Second down and 10, and put it just an inch or two gain, 37-yard line. Some of the fans starting to leave now with 3:29 left in the game. After what we've seen tonight, I wouldn't advise having fans leave yet. Wide receivers on each side, and Miller slotted to the right. Split the running backs. In motion now is running back Len Evans. Back to pass, Gamble. Gamble will be sacked. nobody at all picked up Cassius Matthews. And Gamble had no help or no hope at all. Back to the 26-yard line. Timeout called by Scottsdale with 3:02 left in the game. 24-14 Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
For you, there's only one way to paint. Because you really care about what you do. So for you, we make only one quality of paint. Our best. Pittsburgh Paints. It always goes on smoothly, covers beautifully, and stays beautiful for years and years. It's the paint that makes painting worth the effort.
National sale prices at Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle, St. George.
Pittsburgh Paints.
Handoff goes to Sean Hunter on a 3rd-and-21 situation, and Hunter is thrown for a loss back to the 24-yard line, so make it a 4th-down, 23-yard situation in Scottsdale. You can bet they're going to send everybody trying to block the punt. They blocked one tonight. Troy Campbell will back off a little farther, try to get that punt away faster. 2:30 left in the ballgame. 24-14 Dixie. 4th down, extremely long yardage. Here come the horses, and Campbell drives that kick low to Jay Johnson at the 37. Johnson turns outside, eludes a couple of tacklers, and then goes out of bounds and flags on the play. Dixie gave a shove to Johnson as he went out of bounds, and two flags went up immediately. Bruce Bishop on the shove, on the tackle, pushed Johnson out of bounds right into the Scottsdale bench. And what almost cost Dixie in the first half was the penalties. And here an unnecessary penalty. 15-yarder will come up against Dixie. Dixie's team gathered around the officials and talking for some reason, and I'm not sure what that was all about. But from where Johnson went out of bounds, let's see where it went out of bounds. No, correction. There was a clip against Scottsdale and a personal foul against Dixie. So Dixie eludes the penalty because there was one against Scottsdale, a break for Dixie. So that's twice Dixie is leading the charmed life here in the fourth quarter when no one was back to receive the punt, and it suddenly took a Dixie bounce. And the second time is when there is a personal foul against Bruce Bishop and a clip was thrown by Scottsdale. Now, apparently, one will be a dead ball foul because it was after Johnson went out of bounds. So let's see if they march them both back. Put it at the 49-yard line of Scottsdale. And the 15-yard penalty will be marched off. Now, this is the case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Put it back at the 34-yard line. That is the clip against Scottsdale. Now the personal foul will be marched back. You have to do this to make all of the accountants of football happy. You know it's going to be in that situation. So it'll be 1st down and 10 with 2:18 left. Put it at the Scottsdale 49-yard line. And the artichokes will begin at that point. 1st and 10 at the Scottsdale 49. Switch the footballs. That last one's been beat up after the last play. 2:18 left, and Dixie with a 24-14 lead, and it's into a shotgun formation for Benet. Dixie looking a little confused on defense. Who goes where? Now Mark Brown ends up on the near side. Shotgun, the snap to Benet. Benet throwing under pressure. Is it going to be intercepted? No, it's going to be short. Intended out there for Jay Baker, and double coverage on Baker. Dave Stoder was out there going after Benet, or going after the pass interception, but it fell incomplete anyway. Second down, 10 yards to go. At the Scottsdale 49. Scottsdale needs to move the football and needs to move it in a hurry. Down by 10 and 2:14 left in the game. Split the running backs back to the conventional set. Draw play. Goes to Lastly and the fumble. Kafusi reaches up and grabs the arm, and Stoder comes up with the football. So Scottsdale, Lastly with the fumble. With 2:09 left in the game, Kafusi forced it. And Stoder got the recovery. So Stoder with the fumble recovery. Dixie takes over with 2:09 left in the game. First down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 48-yard line. Big break for Dixie. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to edge off the clock. And Scottsdale will send everything. Pitch goes to Hunter. Hunter knocked off his feet. And there's Cassius Matthews getting through again. Matthews, the kamikaze tackler, who came through, and Hunter is thrown for a big loss. Put it at the 40-yard line. Clock is stopped with a minute 59 left. Timeout Scottsdale, 24-14. Dixie out in front. Loss of 3 yards on the play. Let's just take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Hey, timeout, timeout. Hey, listen up, you guys. Be a winner and hike on over to the new Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge. Paula's new delicious menu is as good as a touchdown. Paula's new restaurant is almost as big as our field, and you're sure to score points with the great atmosphere and the city view. There's just no way you can lose at Paula's. It's definitely not out of bounds. Make Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge your goal. Now get out there and fight, 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 fight.
A minute 59 left in the ball game. Back to the 40-yard line. Make it second down, 13 yards to go. Wide receiver right is Bryant Hill. I formation on the running backs. Handoff goes to Evans. Evans has a big hole. Evans gets through across the 45, down near the 48-yard line. And on that draw play right up the middle, there goes Evans. On the tackle is Sean Washington. So Evans on the carry. Put it at the 48 of Dixie. 8 yard gain and make it third down and 5 yards to go. Timeout again by Scottsdale with a minute 52 left. Let's take another 30 second break. 24-14. Dixie leads back in 30.
Years ago, security was saving money under a thick mattress. Today, security is saving your money where it's insured by the federal government. That's the security you get at the St. George Federal Credit Union. Your money is secure because all of your deposits, up to $100,000 in each account, is guaranteed by the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund. At the St. George Federal Credit Union, your money is secure and earns up to 10.5% interest with no time requirements. And checking is free. The St. George Federal Credit Union in Washington, Hurricane, and St. George.
Savage to the left. Bryant Hill to the right. Third down, 5 yards to go at the Dixie 48. Scottsdale. Pitch goes to the outside to Hunter. Hunter has the first down. Hunter inside the 40, steps out of bounds near the 39-yard line. Pursued out there by number 57, Joe Dorme. And Hunter has the first down. Hunter, who has been averaging 44.8 yards per game. Total yardage this year is number 3 in the conference. Put it at the 39-yard line of Scottsdale. The pitch went to the outside to try to take some of the heat off of the running game up front. And Dixie with a minute 46 left in the game. First down and 10 at the Scottsdale 39. Pitch goes to Hunter. Looks for the sweep. Hunter turns upfield, having the ball almost stripped away. Hunter gets 2, maybe 3 yards. Dixie really doesn't care if the clock continues to run or not. There are some ball players down for Scottsdale, and one of those down is number 90, Anthony Ambrosia. The clock stopped by the officials with a minute 29 left. Put it at the 39. They'll put it back at the 39-yard line. They say Hunter had no gain. It looked like he picked up a couple of yards. But they say, nope, put it back. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Scottsdale 39. And Ambrosia is down. Scottsdale trailing Dixie 24-14. And there have been some players that have gone down defensively for Scottsdale here in the second half. The defense spent a lot of time on the field in the first half for Scottsdale, and in the second half, they've had to be a little more aggressive to try to get at Dixie. Dixie took that 24-14 lead, and the key right now is the pass interception by Leo Austin, where Scottsdale had picked up a pass interception by Sean Washington, was on a situation where they had the pass headed into the end zone. Leo Austin, right at the goal line, stepped in front of the pass by Dennis Benet and ran the length of the field, 100 yards for the touchdown. So rather than a 17-14 lead and possibly Scottsdale taking the lead with that, Dixie then had the cushion, 24-14, and then it's been a case of Dixie being able to gamble a little bit on defense and go after Dennis Benet. And the offense trying to nurse the clock now with a fourth, with a second down, 10-yard situation to go at the Scottsdale 39-yard line. Second and 10. With a minute 24 left, the clock starts. And Dixie can be patient. Second down, 10 yards to go. Mike Gamble still standing in the middle of that huddle, and the clock may run down. It may get the 5-yard penalty. Dixie willing to take the 5-yard penalty. There it is. Clock stops with a minute 2 left. And there's the 5-yard penalty coming up against Dixie. So make it second down, 15 yards to go. Back it off to the Scottsdale 44-yard line. Second and 15 at the Scottsdale 44, and Dixie will have to start the clock this time. Second and 15. Wide receivers on each side, a slot back to the right, and that will be Kirk Miller. Hand off goes to Glenn Evans. Evans gets a couple of yards, maybe one, maybe two. They'll mark it at, let's see where the officials do mark it. Will they mark it at the 43? They'll mark it close to the 42-yard line. So make it a 2-yard gain, almost a 2-yard gain. Make it third down, 13 yards to go. At the Scottsdale 42, Dixie may run 30 seconds more off the clock. We'll wait and see. 35, 34, and Dixie may stand around and run a few more seconds off the clock. The strategy now, Dixie starting to march back upfield, and there will be a 5-yard penalty coming up. Dixie willing to wait. Why worry right now? Let the clock be Scottsdale's opponent. 24-14, Dixie within seconds of picking up the victory. Delay of game again. March off 5 yards, make it third down, 18 yards to go at the Scottsdale 47-yard line. Dixie not interested in getting any more points at this point. It's a 24-14 lead. 10 points is more than sufficient to come up with a victory. And only 14 seconds left in the game. Dixie, let's see what happens at this time. Scottsdale will send everybody. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans gets a yard on the play. And there will be a flag with 9 seconds left. Let's see if it'll be against Scottsdale or against Dixie. We'll wait and see. A flag, virtually no gain by Evans, maybe a half-yard gain. It will be fourth down otherwise. It will be a personal foul against Dixie. Why in the world? That's the next question. So with 9 seconds left, it would be a 4th-and-18 situation anyway at the Scottsdale 47. 15-yard penalty coming up against Dixie. 15-yard penalty coming up. Put it back at the 38-yard line. So it'll be the Dixie 38. Fourth down and 33 yards to go. 1 second left. The clock starts, and that's the way it's going to be. Once the penalty is taken care of, Dixie almost, you almost look for that penalty to be the on-purpose thing to keep the football in Dixie's possession. That ends the ball game, as it ends in kind of a strange way with penalties, with Dixie just nursing the last almost 2 minutes off the clock as the timeouts were gone. Dixie comes up with a victory. Now goes 2-1 in conference play. Scottsdale drops to 2-1. 2-1 on the season, and Dixie goes to 4-1 on the season, and the Rebels will come back from Arizona with a 24-14 victory over Scottsdale Community College. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back and recap the action. Back in 90 seconds.
Capco Petroleum Company of Cedar City joins your C-Mart stores to help make this football game broadcast possible. Check C-Mart stores for weekly specials. You'll find C-Mart stores located at each I-15 exit in Cedar City, at the Hilton in St. George, one in Mesquite, Nevada, and one in Circleville. Quench your thirst with a big 32-ounce drink for just 59 cents and enjoy the fast, friendly, convenient services which they offer too.
Just for coming in to take a tour of the new Bradshaw RV Center, you can be treated to a barbecued steak dinner for two, two nights at an RV resort nearby, and two nights lodging. Come in and get the details. See the wonderful new facilities for RV enthusiasts, a 12-bay service garage, free sanitary dump station, a magnificent parts store, propane servicing, and new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels at Bradshaw RV Center.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize t-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff. The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
Back at Saguaro High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, Dixie coming up with a big victory over Scottsdale Community College against the Artichokes. The Rebels coming up with a victory tonight, and that was a key win for Dixie, as the Rebels now win a big win on the road against Scottsdale. At one time this year, ranked number 12 in the country. Good-looking young ball club, but they are young. Made some mistakes, and Dixie comes up with a victory. Final was a score of 24-14. That combined with Snow College's win tonight, 28-21, will make Snow and possibly Phoenix, depending on how Phoenix does against College of Eastern Utah, although Phoenix has to be favored there, will put Snow and Phoenix into a tie for first place. Snow may have first place all to themselves after the victory tonight, or after a victory tonight, but we'll wait and see. Dixie will be no worse than a game out of first place after the win tonight, and that is a good position for the Rebels. After splitting two in Phoenix, losing to a very tough Phoenix club last week, and then coming back against a young, but a young club, but a club that has potential, good-looking young ball club under first-year coach Dave Hayes, Scottsdale Community College. The victory tonight, a good victory, hard-earned victory, and the defense deserves plenty of credit tonight as they came up with the key plays to get that victory tonight. The offense able to run some time off the clock at the end of the game, put a touchdown on the board early, and the offense looking better tonight than it did against Phoenix College, and that was one of the keys tonight. The run working out much better, even though the running backs are in a much injured situation. Sean Hunter and, most of all, Glenn Evans doing a job tonight, and Sean Simpson getting some of the key plays tonight. Dixie began the ball game by picking up some key first downs, and that made a big difference for Dixie as they were able to jump on the Scottsdale defense early and establish the good solid running game, and then try to go for the passing game a little bit later. Scottsdale not able to move the football. First time they had the football, able to put some yardage on the board as they first quarter went on, but the first quarter really belonged to Dixie, even though it ended without a score. Dixie began the second quarter with the football, but forced a punt at the Dixie 23-yard line as they could not get very far. Some problems with penalties at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter almost cost Dixie this the lead at the halftime. Scottsdale did get the first score of the ball game as following a punt. They began with 11:01 left in the first half of play and began at their own 39-yard line. And three plays later, Scottsdale had the touchdown. And that seemed to set the Artichokes off and get them on the way. And got some confidence behind Scottsdale, and they put some pressure on Dixie the rest of the night. It began with a run by Lastly, took it from the 39 to the 46. Then the big run by Charles Matthews, his first real shot with the football. And he took it from the Scottsdale 46 down to the Dixie 7-yard line. And from that Scottsdale 46 to the Dixie 7, then it was the quick snap, the pass from Benet to number 13. That was Baker, and we had the quick score, 6-0. The point after was added by Chris Dugan. That made it 7-0 with 10:14 left in the first half of play. Dixie came right back down the field and began at the Scottsdale 46. And this may have been one of the key times of this ball game, as Scottsdale went for the onside kick, could not get the onside kick, and Dixie grabbed the football at the 46-yard line, began there, and able to finally push the touchdown across as Glenn Evans muffled in from less than a yard out with 6:25 left. That made it 7-6. The point after by Wagstaff made it 7-7. Scottsdale came right back and had a pretty good drive underway. And then on a 2nd-and-10 situation from the Dixie 43, the pass by Benet into the flat, headed towards Scottsdale Community College, and the receiver out there was about to grab it, and suddenly Mark Brown came from nowhere, stepped in front of the pass, and ran 58 yards for the touchdown. So the pass interception, the touchdown, made it 3:29 left in the first half of play. The point after added by Wagstaff, and it was 14-7. Coming right back, Scottsdale started the drive, and then a fumble ended their drive with 1:55 left in the first half. Howard Reeve recovering the fumble. And then, four plays later, Dixie, with Tim Wagstaff drilling a 40-yard field goal, made it 17-7 with 1:06 left in the ball game. Then the attempted field goal by Scottsdale, really a 57-yard attempt. That was more hope than anything else. But Chris Dugan, who